Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it seems that increased costs have forced people to change their eating habits. The traditional three-course meal is being changed when people eat out. People prefer to go starters and main, or mains and dessert. Most people, I think, go for mains and dessert, leaving the poor old starter, which some people have said on media is way too expensive for what it is. By the wayside, TV chef and culinary lecturer at the South East Technological University, Mr. Edward Hayden, is on the line now. Edward, you're very welcome to the programme. Do you think... Well, we're not finished yet, but do you think, Edward, that
the short interview,
the traditional shorter than most meals now, maybe that the starter is gone? Is it?
I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, the whole dining experience, I suppose, has changed. I'm reticent to say that it has changed post-COVID, because COVID seems to get the blame for everything. But I definitely think the dining experience has changed, and how people have looked at dining has changed. I really think that people have, by and large, gravitated towards this more casual style of dining.
Really?
So whether you're looking at like the tapas or the small plates or that kind of taster sort of thing. Again, I think there's two types of people. I'm not sure what type you are in terms of, there are people who love to share food.
No.
And, you know, share, okay.
Nicht, nein, und zugen.
Straight out of the traps. Yeah. And there are many like that who'd kind of cut the hands off of someone who'd put their hand over to taste off of their plate. But then other people love things like these great amazing platters, the antipasto boards, you know, all of these kind of mixed starters, and love to share it in that regard. But I certainly think that whole three-course format has changed, and perhaps as the article alludes to, it can be a little bit in relation to cost.
Sometimes, you see, the starter can be 15, 16, 17 euro, depending on where you go. And that's, people find that prohibitive.
I think they do. I suppose the counter argument to that is to kind of maybe take a step back and look at what we perceive good value to be, you know, and value isn't necessarily all about the kind of just the cost aspect, you know, that sense of feeling satisfied, that sense of having an experience that was worth what you pay. I meet up with a friend of mine every so often, in about four times a year, in a really, really high end five-star property. We have the full day, we have a lovely meal experience, the coffee, glass of wine, all that goes with it. Mm. Now, again, it's always what you could on first glance consider to be expensive. But when you reflect on it, doing it just, you know, rarely, it kind of is really good value for what you have looked at. And I think that that's the narrative that we need to look at, and the story around food, because food is a really difficult place in which to reside at the minute, and particularly to work and to try and maintain a living therein.
The media article that we saw today that kind of piqued our interest in this is... the title of it is even interesting. £20 for a plate of tomatoes. Starter courses are becoming highway robbery. But you're saying there's a skill behind, especially if it's a very high-class restaurant, there's a skill behind it. There's innovation as well. But is it hard to justify if you're getting a bit of brie and rocket around it, to justify €15 for that?
Yeah, I suppose it all depends on what it is that you're getting. The phrase that I loved from the article was the starter shenanigans. I thought it was very telling in itself. But I suppose it's all about what it is that you're getting. And, you know, the whole story around food and the food producer, if you think of a lot of the multiple supermarkets that get lots of bad press for kind of extracting, you know, every single penny that they can from the supplier. But I mean, if you think of your own community and people down here in Kilkenny and in the Carlow-Kilkenny area, we have really good, wonderful food producers that are producing food, you know, demonstrating great culinary and integrity, good practices, and that has to be paid for. If you go in to get your hair cut and coloured and curled, that has to be paid for as well. If you have to understand that you're paying professionals.
Sorry to cut across you, when a restaurant tells me if the food is produced or sourced locally, and tells me a little bit about the story behind it as well. Can I ask you though, are you, in terms of an eating habits man, Edward, if you're going for two courses, would you be starter and main or main and dessert?
I have to say I'm starter and main all the way.
Oh my goodness. Way. Now that's a shocker to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I really...
I yeah, do not understand species like yourself, Edward, I must say.
Yeah. You obviously have the sweet tooth, Cormac.
I do. I feel that if I get through the main, I deserve a little bit of a treat.
It's a reward. Yeah. Well, I love the starter. And actually, sometimes I might go for two starters, you know, because sometimes a lot of the kind of the more interesting things can hang out in the starter section of the menu. You know, the way sometimes if it's the main course, you mightn't feel like a steak or a chicken or a bit of salmon or whatever. Whereas the starters could have, you know, I'm thinking of something like, you know, glorious scallops with a beautiful hollandaise sauce or a beautiful chicken liver parfait or something like that.
Edward,
and it's indulgence. And when you dine out, indulge. And when you're at home, you know, you can be afford to be more frugal and less innovative with your dining
You've
choices.
You've given me an idea now. I might go for two desserts in a main the next time round. I'll do the other extremity.
Not a bad plan, Cormac. Not a bad plan.
The pleasure as always. Southeast Technological University culinary lecturer and TV chef Edward Hayden. Mila Buchas last.